Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work,
dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It will get us to Friday quicker if we do good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that's how it worked, but yeah, you get to Friday quicker when you do good feeling stories of the day. A guy in Montreal recently found out that there were just randomly 60,000 pounds of potatoes laying around that would go to waste if nobody bought them. So he said, I'll do it. And apparently potatoes are, oh no, wait, I was going to say $5 a pound, but that's not how that works. Or no, yeah, that's how it is. Mm-hmm. Five. Anyway, he spent 12 grand of his own money and gave the 60,000 pounds of potatoes to his local food kitchen to feed people in need.
Dude, that's great.
Yeah. And really just, because 12,000 is nothing to sneeze at. And just really thoughtful. And I wonder how you found out. Hey, man. Hey, what are you doing with all those potatoes? Nothing. They're going to go to waste.
By the way, what is, like, can you imagine looking at $12,000 worth of potatoes? Like, I'm like
60,000 pounds of potatoes.
That's insane.
What that is. So, hey, what are you doing with all the potatoes? Yeah, that's, I don't know, cool, man. They're going to go to waste. You want to sell them?
Right. You know?
That's awesome. 2 years ago, a guy in Scotland bought an old program from a soccer match on eBay. Then the seller, follow me on this, then the seller refunded his money because it turned out to be his own father who he never knew. Oh my God, wait a minute. So the seller refunded the money because the buyer turned out to be his own dad who he never knew growing up. I didn't understand what it meant. I thought it had to do with the program. It had nothing to do with the program. Oh my God, so since then, the seller has now gotten to know the buyer, who just happens to be his own father. And he's gotten to know his dad's side of the family and just met his half-sister on Monday. They have not been able to get together yet because of the pandemic. That's wild.
Exactly. And you, like, this is such a smaller world than what we give it credit for. Like, that's crazy, right?
How do you figure that out, though? How does that come up?
I don't know. I wonder if he, like, knew his name, and then, like, when you look closer, you're like, oh, wait, like, you know what I mean? Like, but you never knew your dad, but you know their name sometimes.
What's more random? Yeah, what's more random than guy who buys old soccer program on eBay, or what's more random than that? Is it the guy who, hey,
it's true.
How many potatoes is that? 60,000 pounds. What are you going to do with them? I don't know. Want to buy them? I got them. This is so weird. Similarly, a guy in Illinois was at a thrift store, found a bunch of old photo slides from somebody's wedding and graduation 50 years ago. You know what's going to happen next.
I was at Goodwill looking for some electronics. I ended up seeing a tray with a bunch of different photos in it. It says Sue's wedding on the front of it. I held on to them. It took about half an hour. People on Facebook were quick. I'm hoping that she really enjoys it as the special surprise for her 52nd anniversary with her husband.
This must be a collection of photos that my dad had, and he's been gone for 11 years. I'm very sentimental about things like that.
Yeah, so you've tracked him down and given to him. I took a half an hour on Facebook. The internet's really an amazing place. Last August, a guy was camping near Lake Tahoe. Dog got startled by somebody and ran off. Dog's name is Russ, if that matters to you. He's a 3-year-old pit bull mix. He was missing for 4 months until a random skier just happened to spot him on December 16th. It was freezing out, as you imagine. Russ was curled up in the snow under a tree. Oddly, just the way the timing goes, I can't imagine that was the first night, but okay.
Yeah.
The thought process is that he wouldn't have made it through the night, but an animal rescue group managed to catch him, and Russ was chipped. So they got him back to his owner, and he's now back home.
That's awesome.
Do I need to?
No, we're good. I watched a dog video this morning of a similar scenario, so I feel like I've been cleansed of all of that.
So it's not an issue?
No. We're good today. I mean, I can't speak for what we do good feelings for the day later on, but I'm cleansed as of right now.
Fair enough, but for now, you're good. No, yeah. It's good. Yeah, you seem calm. I like it. It's good. I like it, but at the same time, I feel like, I don't know how I feel. You may have a new favorite Raider, and it may be wide receiver number 7, Zay Jones. They had him mic'd up for Inside the NFL. Aaron Andrews, the famous sideline reporter, just posted this morning, a little teaser for Inside the NFL. This is Zay Jones on the sideline. So the first person he talks to is just one of the assistant coaches that comes up and says something to him. And then as it goes along, let me do this so we can pause it as it goes along. So the assistant coach comes up to him first, and just out of nowhere.
I appreciate you, man.
Oh, you said, thank you, coach.
Yeah, so the first coach comes up and just does that, which is really great. And, and people should do that more often, let people know that they love him and appreciate him. And so then he's sitting on the sidelines, and head coach Bisaccia comes over to say something to him, and he waves him in.
Appreciate you, man.
Sorry, that was the end of the first thing.
Right or die.
Stay ready. Stay ready. Great mindset.
Doing a great job.
You too.
Jerry!
So then, so that was the second thing where it was just really cool. And the coach kind of looks at him like, what? And then this is the end of the game. And I love this. The end of the game last Sunday after, the last play of overtime, Raiders are going to the playoffs, had to win to get in. Zay's pretty stoked. I'll say this right now, number seven in the silver and black might be, I still got love for Derek Carr. Darren Waller's a great story. Sure. There's a lot of great players on the Raiders, but yeah, man, Zay, you're all right.
I'm getting that jersey, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It's good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.